struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, let's get this thing started. We got Natasha on the line. Second date update.
Raja Daja Tasha.
What?
Roger Dodger Tasha.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Raja Tasha.
Like Nataja.
Nataja.
Maybe.
I couldn't
even. You know, like Raja,
Naughty Daja,
Nataja.
What about that? Naughty Natasha.
Wow. Okay, give him the limit.
No, that's a fail. Next time, man.
How about Natasha Shink Redemption?
Wow.
Don't ask me to say it again.
Or Natasha.
I'm pretty happy I got through it in one take. Natasha Shink Redemption.
That's a mouthful.
Okay, Morgan Freeman, tell us about your date. He starred in Shawshank Redemption, awesome, for those of you that never caught that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Natasha, Shawshank Redemption.
So I met Michael actually on Instagram. I know when you say you meet somebody online, you're thinking like dating apps, but I wasn't on a dating app specifically. It was just
Don't
on
judge.
Instagram.
Don't judge.
And
I was.
So we decided to keep it pretty casual for our first date. We ended up going on a hike. We did a sunset hike, Cocoa Head, and we ate at Kona Brewing afterwards.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's nice.
Little thing. Got active, got some food. We had great conversation. I felt like we were really hitting it off, and I thought that we had a really good time. We actually ended the night at my apartment in Waikiki, and he left in the morning. I mean, if you end the first date spending the night, I would assume that you had a good time.
I was assuming that you guys oofed. I would have had a good time.
Let's get that question out of the way. Did anything happen?
Yeah.
No, we sat there and talked all night.
We got to know each other. Yeah, we got to know each other.
Well, let me tell you, he has three siblings. He doesn't get along with his oldest brother.
Wow. Yeah.
His mom's real bee.
He's a Virgo. Yes. You know, he likes long walks to the bar.
That's right, bro. Yeah. To the bathroom.
I mean, I won't give up all the details, but I will say that we had a good time.
You didn't you?
We really enjoyed each other's company. So, I mean, I'm confused because now he's not returning my calls.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's not returning your calls.
Was it
good? Yeah, was it good?
Was it redeeming?
Yes.
Shank. Shank.
I had a good time. It seems like he did as well.
Okay. The next morning, this is, I always ask at the conclusion of your date, being at your place after you got done shanking. Did it go okay? Was there any awkwardness or?
No, not that I really felt at all. I think your first night, you know, sleeping over with somebody can be a little bit awkward. Just
yeah, that's why you sneak out while they're still sleeping. Right, yes. Did that happen to you?
No, which he didn't do. I mean, he waited. We both woke up. We had a cup of coffee. Like, I felt as though it was a normal interaction, a normal morning. So I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay.
You said his name is Michael.
Michael, yeah.
Okay, we're going to give Michael a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. And at the very least, you'll be knowledgeable of what happened. Yeah. Ideally, we can get you guys to go out again, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, no worries. Natasha Shawshank, Natasha Shank Redemption. Damn, that's tough.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Hello, is this Michael?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Michael, it's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ right there.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, what up, MJ?
What's up, guys?
Jordan, Jackson, or who else is that, MJ?
Oh, boy. Anyway, hey, not much, Michael. You know, just starting off the new year with really bad nicknames.
Yes.
Yeah, everything's
I'll get
great.
Better as the year progresses, bro.
Boy, broken promises.
Yes.
All right. Well, Michael, gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate you, brother. So, Michael, we're calling about this girl. This should really narrow down. A really cool first date. If you like hiking, for me, it sounds torturous.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, you guys went to Cocoa Head for a hike, and then after that, Kona Brewing at Cocoa Marina.
Yes.
Right. A lot of cocos happened, and then you ended up back at her place in Waikiki. Wow, you guys did the full Haole People trip, huh?
That sounds about white to me, bro.
That's all white people-ish right there. Go hiking.
Yes.
Then go to Kona Brewing Company.
That's
and then
white.
Go back to your place in Waikiki.
There you go.
I'm about to take you on a transient trip this morning.
There we go.
So you know who we're talking about, number one? And if so, we're on the same page. What happened? Because you haven't gotten back to her.
Yeah, you guys are talking about Natasha, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's hot, but... she's not.
Oh, what?
She's hot, but she's
really?
What do you mean? Yeah. Why?
So, like you said, you know, we met up at Cocoa Head Trail, and you know, we wanted to do a sunset hike. But as we were hiking up, she brought snacks, right? But when she was done with the snacks, she just threw all the trash on the trail.
Oh, that's a
what?
Deal breaker. Right
oh,
now,
she littered.
Yeah. And, like, people were looking at her, and she was like, "What? There are no trash cans." Then when she was done with her gum, she just spit it out like a dude. I mean, it was embarrassing. Like,
oh my
gosh.
Oh, that's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, we got to the top. She just burped loud as hell. I was like, wow, she can burp better than me. So, after that, we went to Kona Brewing, and while we were eating, she let out a super loud fart.
Oh!
At Kona Brewing?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sounds like a keeper to me, yeah, bro.
It sounds like you're on a date with Fat Joe.
I know, bro. How'd you get so lucky, bro? It's hard.
Sounds like a keeper. Sounds like me.
Oh my God.
Who wouldn't be enamored by your date munching down some snacks?
Ew, that's...
Oh, yes. That was great.
It's weird,
like, hey, are you going to finish your beer? I would love to order an IP.
Oh, no.
Sitting across the table, like leaning his ass cheeks on one side, just going like, "Oh, this beer's so."
I'd be so embarrassed. That is so not.
Oh, not when you're with me, bro. If you gotta do that, go ahead.
No.
I think it's funny when a girl farts.
Yeah.
Until it stinks. If it stinks, bro. I'm actually enamored with, you know, like if a girl were to be like. You know, that'd be minus the esophagus fart that's right, Joe's burp, by the way.
I'm a whole different
Yeah,
animal.
You know, I'd be like, oh, wait on, this girl's down to hang out. She'd be like, damn right I am.
Oh, yeah. Marry me.
As he looks in the mirror. Well, Michael, I'm sorry to put you into this position. Natasha, she's been on the other line. She had called us to call you. She was confused why you never got back to her. I guess I'm kind of confused too. Michael, this is more towards you, not you, Natasha. You complain about her burping
and
while on the hike
trash.
And then blasting out a from her Okole, and
right.
then
ended
you
up
still
at
went back
apartment.
To her place yeah. and tagged it.
And tagged her, yeah.
Yeah, I was... That just dawned upon me now. I was like, wait, I'm trying to get this chronologically correct.
Yeah.
So earlier she burps. Then at Kona Brewing she farts. Then you go back to her place and you.
Yeah. Was there more farting than burping as the night went on, bro?
Did it happen while you guys are doing it?
Oh my goodness. Don't even ask that question.
Any guy that's of a certain age, you've experienced it.
Oh, yes.
You've been dead. First time it ever
that
happens to you
disgusting.
As a guy.
Oh,
when it, you
shut
know,
up.
You're up there, you're like,
whatever,
okay.
It was just you say all of that now, Michael, but I'm confused because you didn't seem to have a problem coming back to my place. And on top of that, I've never had a problem with this before. Like, most guys love that I'm super free.
Yeah,
like, some things are natural.
Awesome.
Farting, burping, that's all natural. And you came back to my place, but you must have thought it was natural, too.
Michael, I know you fart and burp on a regular, bro. You're a guy. Don't judge her.
Yeah, I mean, I do it, but like you said...
Excuse myself first.
When a girl farts, it could be cute, but I was pretty grossed out. The smell was dank. Like, oh,
has more hair under her armpits than me. She has
everybody's fine. Wow.
Wait. What?
She
what did you say?
She has more hair under her armpits than him. He's.
Oh. Okay. So okay, you're a naturalist.
For one,
Natasha.
Yeah, body hair is natural. You have armpit hair as well. So I just don't think that I should have to subscribe to society's ideas of hair removal.
I respect anybody that feels that way, and I support you practicing what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But I also support people that you should support people
yeah.
that aren't into it.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It's a,
yeah,
to each their own.
Obviously, we're into it. You were into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you were into it because you went back to her place, bro.
You had yourself a furry good time, bro.
You're like, oh, here. Oh,
wait, Michael, was it good?
Listen, I'm a guy. I had my urges. I'm done. But I can't do that again.
So if we were to pay for dinner and drinks for you guys to go for round two... You wouldn't be interested in that, both of you?
No. Like what she said, she doesn't want to be fake. I get it. She can be who she is, but just not with me. I'm not into that.
Okay, so you don't have any feelings for her? Like, you guys never connected well or had great conversation? Like, that's just it?
Well, yeah, he's a guy.
Everybody has a deal, man. Everybody.
I mean, you know, it's like, she's just attractive, you know? But it's
I got
like,
it
I mean,
in. I'm yeah, done already,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, who doesn't let out a big belch every now and again?
Yeah.
Girl, all I hear coming from your mouth is being human.
Well, Natasha, you sound like a keeper to me.
Yes.
Here's Fat Joe's
Thank
number.
You.
I'm married, bro.
I feel like I have this issue. And I think that you're coming up with excuses, Michael. Like, this did not seem to bother you in the moment, so I don't know if you're in your head about it or what, or you were maybe embarrassed by your own performance that night, but I think this is a you problem and not a me problem.
Hmm.
I was drunk. I gave into my urges. It is what it is, but I don't want that all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, then neither do I.
It just dawned upon me. Sorry. Yeah, okay, so we agreed you guys aren't going out again. Natasha, you really are the female replica of Joe and vice versa.
Yeah.
So
Hustle.
You just so liberally and freely
get him back.
Which I've talked about many times on the air. That's actually Fat Joe's real burp that I recorded.
Yeah.
After having two beers, just two.
It
and then
like,
this guy, I can only imagine, I'm sure we got Jen on the phone, how many times under the covers he must Dutch oven her. Just blow it, bro. Just like, I could see him being in the car with the kids and the whole family.
God.
Just be like, singing like, dynamite, oh.
Ugh.
Yeah, like, Joe just gotta be like, he leans one way. Like,
they smell this.
Yeah, bro, you're like an Eddie Murphy movie. You know, just like,
Oh,
you
God.
Know? And then, this is where I said he's an exact replica of Natasha.
I mean, what? Kudos to you, because I think that it's good to be who you are and not to hold things
I'm not
in.
Done yet, Natasha.
Literally.
You guys are still, like, in a weird way connected, because she got hairy armpits. He's just hairy.
Oh, yes, man. You just see other places that you can't see right now.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, we established that Fat Joe's got a hairy ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost kind of like a...
What did Jen say? Did she say
she did not get permission for you guys to take a picture of my Okole.
Oh, okay.
But it feels like carpet sometimes. Shag, my shag.
Be free. Be free.
Come get some.
All right. You sure you don't want to go out with all that, Michael? We're talking just straight beauty of...
Female Yeti, bro.
I think it's kind of
gosh damn,
up,
you're sexy,
though.
Joe. You are so effing sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Just all of those. That is Joe right there.
Yes.
The fart, the burp, and the Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Except for the littering.
Yeah. Mine's the littering. Yeah, that would have turned me off. But Mike, yeah. Regardless, Michael's like, you know, you obviously don't have any respect for anything, but I'm still going to tag that.
I have no respect either. That's why I'm here.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't care if we're in the midst of doing what we did back at your place, and
yeah.
You go... I'm still hitting
that. Yeah,
I'm still going, but I'm pushing through.
Pick up your rubbish next time.
he's just talking dirty. He's like, get your Apollo. Pick up your gum.